This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Today, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the city is in the midst of a second surge of COVID-19. Chicago is seeing its highest number of cases since the spring, and the number of cases is expected to keep climbing. The mayor implored people to wear masks, keep their distance from others, and especially avoid big gatherings as the holidays approach. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch is here now to bring us the latest. And Kristen, first, give us the latest numbers about COVID-19 in Chicago.
Sure. Well, the outbreak is widespread. It's impacting all age groups and all racial groups. And here's some metrics that public health officials follow closely. In the last 2 weeks, cases have more than doubled to an average of around 500 a day. Now, that's the most cases per day in Chicago since late May. And that was the end of the first wave of COVID-19. Hospitalizations are starting to creep up. And so are the number of people testing positive for COVID. Now, we are doing a lot more COVID testing in Chicago, but city leaders stressed today that just because we're testing more, it doesn't account for why there's so much more COVID.
And did the mayor and public health officials say where the outbreak originated or even why it's getting worse again?
Well, they partly blamed COVID fatigue, people just getting really sick of staying inside, people not wearing masks, not social distancing. And also, I just want to point out, this isn't one big outbreak. It's not people going to bars or going to school or riding public transit, things that people typically fear, like being out in public. This is how it's spreading. It's really people who are hanging out inside each other's homes and going to big gatherings. Here's Chicago Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwoody.
Please do not invite anyone over to your house or apartment. This is not the time for non-essential gatherings, period.
So she was obviously really passionate today. I feel like, more passionate than a lot of these press conferences because they're seeing this big rise. She said, I thought this was an interesting point. If you're in a group of 10 people, there's a 14% chance someone in that group has COVID right now. And that risk goes up the bigger the group.
Okay, so now that the city health officials say, we're in this second surge, what happens next?
It's unclear. The message today was mostly this is not the time for getting too comfortable with COVID, but the mayor didn't lay out any big plans for combating the spread. There's nothing like the type of stay-at-home orders that we had in the spring, which really hurt the economy, but it brought the COVID numbers down. I will say, though, she did not rule out imposing restrictions on businesses again, which obviously then trickles down to the customers.
And Kristen, you really have been leading our reporting on the pandemic since the beginning. As we look for another surge happening here, what questions are you reporting out?
Yeah, well, I've been on the phone and Zoom a lot today, talking with hospitals, and some told me they're already seeing an uptick in cases. Others are waiting to see how the next few weeks unfold. That's because it typically takes a few weeks from the time you see a spike in cases to people getting so sick that they wind up in the hospital. And I just also want to point out that many hospitals are still trying to recover from the first wave we had in the spring. Like, they lost a lot of money. Some had to lay off staff. Others were trying to hire again. So one thing I'm, really closely tracking is how are they going to be ready for this another surge? And a big reason behind the reminder to wear the masks and to social distance is to make sure that hospitals don't get overwhelmed. We're seeing, obviously, stories we're seeing out of Wisconsin of that happening.
WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch. Kristen, thanks for bringing us that important update.
Sure. Thanks for having me.